coming in on 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
Quota. All right, with that, welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Strong intro, guys.
Wow, strong intro.
I know, just now really we're really fucking...
I was like...
On fire.
We're drinking champagne, we're going to be bubbly and funny, and fucking nothing.
Yeah, I killed the mood with my technical difficulties, I apologize.
Yeah, I wasted it all before we started recording.
Yeah, that happens the older you get, Ryan. Wow, way back there. So,
this is a childish podcast about adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox, and with me is Big Earn.
Don't remember what I said the last time. Something about beer and a day.
Great
and a day for beer. And y'all laughed and started crying. Like my ex-wife.
Still killing the intro.
Are you sure we're recording?
Oh, yeah. You got to recognize that Ernie is.
Nah, that's enough.
I'm a Pooh Bear. Yum, 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 yum. Okay, now it's twice these guys heard it. Okay, anyways. And we got Chris.
Hi,
Chris.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, I used to have things to say, and now I fucking don't.
Chris's mother.
This is the epitome of how my fucking day is going. So we've had technical difficulties. I had really fun stuff to say earlier. Now it's broken. I woke up way too early for this.
Kind of like your spirit.
Yeah. I got up and I was going to go buy some champagne right away this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed.
Because you're a champ.
I needed cigarettes.
We got to celebrate.
And shit. And I can't get my fucking car unlocked.
Oh.
So you put the key in the door and it just freewheeling, just nothing. It doesn't catch. There's something wrong with the tumbler inside. So that's fucking cool. But I was like,
Wait. Problem you know, you have other. Doors with other locks.
No.
Sometimes they don't.
One.
What?
So I drive a Chevy Trailblazer.
That was your first mistake.
It has one door lock on it, and it's just the driver's side front. You know, not the back one or passenger side ones.
I was with you there though, because I started laughing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So no, it just nothing there. So you know, I also have an Astro Start, so I went to use that to unlock my doors. It's dead. And not just the battery. No. Not just the battery. I replaced the battery. It's dead. Like, no more.
It was dead.
It's
too.
Over.
It was dead so long that it lost the codes to open and close. Unlock it.
It doesn't even beep. Does fucking nothing. It's just, it's done. So, sweet. So, it's $100 to get somebody to come and unlock my door. That's cool. Yeah. Anyway.
Good morning.
Bought a pack of fucking smokes at the liquor store, too, in Moorhead. So that was $13 a fucking pack.
That's like double the price.
They Jesus opened Christ. It with a box cutter, and they cut the side of the pack open, too. So now it's barely holding anything in. I just might as well carry them around in my fucking hand.
And that's the
hand.
One they gave you?
Yeah.
Out of all
you
of the packs they could have given you.
What? What the fuck? What the fuck?
I mean,
so yeah.
You could quit smoking.
Go fuck yourself. If you want more of this anger,
yeah. Maybe you need Jesus. A cigarette. I don't know. That's my idea.
So life's a bowl of fucking cherries.
Excellent. Oh, well, guys, you've
well,
also
thanks
heard,
for bringing the champagne in. Anyway.
Champagne.
It's sparkling wine. I even cheaped out on you guys.
That's okay. Fine.
And it's with orange juice. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm fucking happy to be here, really. Honestly.
Well, you made it through everything else. So.
That other stuff is just characters.
But we locked the door before he got in, so he couldn't get in.
Fuck! Use your key!
So you've also heard two female voices already so far, and we have a guest hosting today on our podcast. A podcast called Alcohol Anecdotes with us is Caitlin Hedberg. Hi, Caitlin.
Hello. And I'm happy to be here.
You spelled it wrong.
Up on the board, yes.
No, even when you said it.
That's not even possible.
No, yeah. I totally heard a Y.
I heard a Y and a K, so.
We also have Mari May. How you
Hi.
Doing, Mari?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here. I feel like the sparkling wine is really jazzing me up today.
Right?
So.
We love mimosas
here. Bubbles. Yeah. Or blood.
Is in it.
My blood's bubbly. I quit.
We just begun, my friend.
I've done my part.
If it had been champagne, I would not be as good off. So thank you right. for
I do what
not
I can.
Splurging. I love the cheapskate in you.
Right. Yeah, you know, sometimes you just fucking have to.
Yes, yeah, it's just kind of the rule of the game, right?
Yep. If my cigarettes weren't $13 a pack, I would have spent more than $12 on the wine, champagne.
Sparkling wine.
You put some orange juice in it, it doesn't matter.
So yeah, let's talk about that real briefly, because that was a conversation we had earlier with Caitlin, right?
There, you said it right that time. Champagne versus sparkling wine. That was totally
It's region.
Yeah, just region. But has anybody really ever tried real champagne?
Well, we have.
The majority.
Have.
Well, we, of course, yes. But the majority of the population really hasn't.
I think most people are mimosa drinkers. So they.
But you're talking about California champagne. But that's not. That's.
Yeah.
That's only sparkling wine.
Technically, legally.
Yeah. Well, there are a couple that got in under the wire that were grandfathered in so they can call themselves champagne.
Mm-hmm.
But let's fuck it. You know, we know what it is.
With some kind of French Accord shit that was happening.
It's
Jordache, not Jordan. So. Yeah.
Perfect. Excellent. All right, well, today's episode is going to be about saisons or saisons, or however the fuck you say it, whatever the word is, French say for seasons.
Saison.
Okay, I'm just going to chime in as somebody who's actually studied French. It's saison, but
saison.
Do you have to say the O? Well, of course. Yeah. They stop short of everything.
Yeah, no, that's why I hated French. Dubois. I failed my French classes because I hated that they didn't pronounce half the word.
They just tail off at the end. Yeah, it's like they got winded.
It's the laziest language.
Anybody got any saison?
Well, they're too busy smoking cigarettes.
Right? That's
it. Woo!
And having revolutions.
Right.
Smoking yes, cigarettes plenty of those. And
you mean revolution?
That was
oh, that's
beautiful.
Cajun.
That's also French.
Both?
Though.
I know it's
French. So maybe we could talk about that at the end of the episode, right? That'd be something to talk about. So let's hey, Caitlin, you are kind of the alcohol educator. Just
I thought you were going to say alcoholic. So you're the alcoholic of the group, right?
Why not both of us?
Yeah.
So...
But the because you also brew or help or you work over at Fargo Brewing Company, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
I primarily do the packaging. I'm not currently qualified to do any of the brewing. I'm there for it, but I don't
she
do it.
She is underselling herself big time. She knows a lot about it. She could know more. She could be more qualified, but she still knows quite a bit.
As far as my job goes, I don't brew, but I am there.
Well, at least you didn't lazy out like me and actually went and got the certification to be a level one sommelier, right?
Or Cicerone.
Cicerone, yes.
Yes.
You're a Cicerone?
I am a level one.
Look at you.
I've been meaning to do that, but I've just...
I'm too lazy. I'll be honest with you, I don't fucking care.
I will say the only reason I got it is because my last job paid like the supervisors to get it. So it was like I got paid to do it.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
Complete honesty. There's two
ways to get it. You can do the whole entire like class and then followed by the test for like $200, or you could just study yourself and then take the test at like for 50 or 60.
Yeah.
And get it. I don't remember the exact amounts.
I think it's 85.
85 for the test?
That could be wrong.
Oh, mm-hmm. What are numbers? Just guesses anyway.
Math.
It's all made up. I remember.
Yeah.
So, speaking of packaging, Caitlin, mm-hmm. We have a couple, which we'll find out later, Fargo Brewery beers today. And apparently the label must have been maybe cockeyed a little off perfect, which
yeah,
none of us noticed.
Yeah, but...
She grabbed that can, fixed it.
She was like, "Hold on, I have to fix this. This is unacceptable."
Yeah, if the
I don't
label
think anyone else would have noticed.
If the label's not good, the beer's going to taste like shit.
Definitely, so,
everyone right. knows
that's
that.
How that works.
So, thanks for fixing that for us.
Appreciate that.
Excellent.
Now what is in the good. Can it's is now magically going to be perfect.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. I've tried some with bad labels. I'm just awful.
Yeah.
It's yuck! Yuck! Pants.
Dented
yuck
pants. Cans. Ugh. Gross.
Yeah. We all know the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover, but we definitely judge beer by its can.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about that. Why would you put a fucking cover on a book if it doesn't have anything to do with the book? Anyway.
That was a nice aside, thank you.
I mean, Jesus.
Editor's
note.
You've
been feeling that.
Also, as a book reader, you absolutely should judge a book by its cover because they put so much work into
right.
it.
It's not like you got fucking Fabio on the cover of this book, and what do you think it's going to be about? Math?
Not Fabio.
No, it's not math.
Oh.
But Fabio?
Maybe a math teacher.
It's not about Fabio.
Right. Well, you have
a math teacher and her college
tutor. It's about a strong man with a shirt off holding a woman.
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you guys only ever been to the Harlequin section of Barnes & Noble, or like
Barnes & Wearable?
Well, I did.
Isn't that that chick from Batman?
Harlequin.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Dad joke number one. Here we go. Everybody wait for it. There it is. All right.
I don't hear so good.
Well, I usually visit the fantasy section. Like, I'm a big Dragonlance Chronicles, so all their covers were like all paintings and dragons and mages and sorcerers and barbarian, all that shit, you know.
Okay, Dungeons so and Dragons like shit. A weird thing that I know from going to school for art history, but the next time you go to the fantasy sci-fi section, mm-hmm. pay attention to how many of the book covers have orange and blue on their covers. It's
on
like a
fantasy?
Thing. On fantasy and sci-fi both, like it's a thing. It's like a theme. I don't know what it is about like how we associate that color scheme with the books that we read.
I think it's like a horizon, right?
Sure.
Different, you know, the oranges.
So, like when you go on your quest and you're always like going into the horizon.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always
in the setting sun.
The sun's always setting behind a different planet or something. And yeah. You get oranges.
That's a great theory. Love that.
Well, you know.
Thanks for
sounds
humoring
like Star
him.
Wars to me.
That's what I'm here for. Theories.
So let's talk about Saisons, right?
Saison.
As I was saying, because you're kind of like that level one Cicerone, you know a little bit about Saisons, right?
A little bit.
What would you say that you know? And let's chat about it, shall we?
Okay.
Okay. From what I remember, not sure about the exact date, but they used to brew this beer in the wintertime because they didn't have refrigerants back then or ice a lot. So they'd brew it in the wintertime.
That's my favorite rapper.
Ice a lot.
Ice a lot.
Sir Ice a lot. Yeah, man.
Fuck yeah,
I like
dude.
Cold drinks and I cannot lie.
And so they would brew the beer. It was very simple, very low calorie. It was part of the payment of the workers in the farm kind of thing, right? Can you elaborate more on that?
Yeah, typically pretty sessionable, so lower ABVs. They basically use whatever they had on hand. I mean, because these were farms making them, like you said, for their seasonal workers. They would take that like 6 to 4 months to like ferment. And they would use things like barley, wheat, smelt, basically whatever, rye.
Smelt, is that a fish?
So he who smelt it dealt it.
I know, but that joke smelt pretty bad.
Just nailing it. Oh, that's great.
This seems so, like a really great time to bring up that saison means
season
in French.
Yes. Good point.
Yes.
Just say season then.
That's not how the French do, bruh.
Saison.
God, you're no,
that's not how languages work, my dude. Just to be clear.
Oh, okay. I'm no good at words.
We've learned this.
Yeah. Like, so far, yeah, you've gotten three right.
So from what I remember, one of the main ingredients of this beer isn't just like malted barley like they do with regular beer, right? They use a lot of spelt, some oats in this one, very little. Wheat is also like a third ingredient.
Mm-hmm. She said all of those.
Yeah, and then malted barley.
I didn't say oats, but...
But malted barley...
She also didn't say smelt, but nobody said that.
She said spelt.
I said spelt, but it's fine.
Spelt, yes. And then...
we got a good joke out of it.
Every once in a while, they got to throw in just a little tiny bit of malted barley, but it's not very much. And then, yeah, it's 6 to 8, you know, whatever, 6 months for this stuff to brew, and it's part of the payment to these workers.
Mm-hmm. That they were called saisonniers, which is where we get saison beer from. But yes.
Saisonniers.
Yes. The French word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, like saisonnier.
Yeah.
Three cheers for saisons.
So during this time, you know, you can't really keep everything completely sterile. And being next to a farm, you do get some funky notes. So
all that wild fermenting.
Yep. So there is. So you and I were talking earlier about there's a slight subtle difference between farmhouse ales and saisons, right?
Slight. I think it's region.
Yeah, I'd say Saison is definitely French, and farmhouse is kind of everywhere.
Because this was originally done in the French-speaking part of Belgium.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But then farmhouse ales kind of became more popular in Great Britain. Yes. Island of Great Britain, correct?
From what I understood, mm-hmm. I will say that I went over that part briefly in my research. But yeah, I think it was, like Europe. Northern Europe is what I could figure out.
So that's like so that's two different styles, right? And then there's also like almost a postmodern Americanized style when it came over here, like in mm-hmm. the 1920s, the Saison du Point. If you want to be all Cajun and French about it, right? Am I doing this right, Mari? Fuck, I totally suck at
probably
this.
Not, but probably what's not. New?
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll just fake it. Saison du Pont. Yes. How about there?
Sound like my ex-wife.
And currently now, is that beer, Saison du Pont, is kind of like the go-to. Like, this is what a Saison should be. Mm-hmm. It's listed in all the examples in the BJCP 2018 guideline and
25B, by the way.
25B?
Yep.
And the BJCP?
Correct.
Those are for all the homebrewers out there. Look it up. Check it out. And yeah, I like them because they're clean, crisp, and they have that really nice terroir of that wild yeast fermentation funk on them. Mm-hmm. And that's
why
I expect
them. They're a really good showcase of like Belgian yeast.
Yeah, and then back in the day when it was from Belgium, it was like closer to like the 3-2 beer that we used to have back in Minnesota in the 80s and early 90s, unfortunately. And then now it's become more of a usually 6.5, 8%, really, if you get to the higher ends of it. I think we have an 8% here today.
Me too.
So that's kind of like the range now, just because you're able to control the environment better, be more nutrient-based in feeding your yeasts and such like that, so...
Yeah. All right.
So these Belgian yeasts, there's a lot of things that come out of these saisons, right? For one, they can be a higher carbonation for sure, right? So they're going to be a lot more sparkly, a lot more champagne-y. So I'm glad you brought the champagne today as comparison.
I'm feeling great, so I'm glad I brought it as well.
I'm glad you brought it.
Me
too.
Look at us.
Because of the long brewing time, they typically went through a second fermentation, so we get higher carbonation, which is what makes them so tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep. And then a lot of the notes that you're going to get from the yeast are going to be a lot of citrus, pear, apple, and even some spiciness like some nutmeg, some clove, some pepper, mm-hmm. A little bit of
turmeric?
Turmeric. That's the one. Fuck, I could not say that
word.
You tried really
turducken?
Hard.
Turducken.
I tried a little bit a few times and I just couldn't remember the last half.
It's okay. I got you.
Thank you. You're the best, Mari.
Thanks.
Yay.
You heard it here first.
Top five anyway.
Okay.
There it is.
Out of four.
Oh.
Boo! I'm just teasing. I'm a piece of shit.
So that's kind of where we're at as far as like educational stuff.
So should we start fucking drinking or what?
Well, do we have any like history stuff that we want to talk about?
I don't know about everyone else.
I know the 1920s.
Would you like a little bit of what the BJCP says?
Yeah, sure. Throw it out there real quick.
Now I got to fucking read. Open my goddamn mouth.
Oh, that's really a small font. Good luck.
Yeah, that's definitely not size 16.
Come on. Come on, bucko. You can do this.
A provision ale originally brewed in Wallonia. Or probably Wallonia, if it was French. Yeah. French-speaking part of Belgium for consumption during the active farming season. Originally a lower alcohol product debilitate field workers, but tavern strength products also existed. Fuck y'all.
Higher
strength and different colored
so
products appeared after WW2. That stands for World War II for some of you
Thank
younger
you.
Folks.
Was it worldwide?
Oh, yeah. Were you there?
No, but...
Caitlin's got one.
Yeah, right. Good one.
Shit.
The best known modern Saison is Saison DuPont.
Yeah.
See, even the BJCP. Was first produced in the 1920s. Mm-hmm. Originally a rustic ale made with local farm-produced ingredients is now brewed mostly in larger breweries, yet retains the image of its humble origins.
All right, so now I have come to the realization that some people don't really like the farmhousey wild ale kind of funkified version of a lager Kolsch Pilsner that this is, but I like it.
That was a lot of words that you just threw into a soup.
Or a stew.
That's called a sentence.
I think a stew is better.
Jesus.
Because my words are thick.
Look at you, grammars.
Oh, no. I'm dead.
Words paired together make sentences. Sentences paired together make paragraphs. Paragraphs put together, who fucking cares?
Go to Barnes & Noble and buy a book.
Go to the purple and orange section.
It was blue and
blue
red.
And orange.
Yeah, get it right. Get it right, space boy.
I'm already crying. It's fine. All right.
So this first beer is Lifbridge's Farm Girl. I mean, this is kind of like, we're from the fucking Midwest. So this is going to be the most popular one that we can find. Basically, I think they still do it year round. So our flagship beer has a slightly sweet and smooth body with gold malts, wheat, and oats. Perfectly balanced with a hint of citrus and melon hop profile. Taste what makes Farm Girl a Midwest favorite.
Hmm. It's 5. I will say
sexual.
Sexual healing.
Why would you say it with that fucking accent? What the fuck is wrong with you? Sexual healing.
Sexual healing, nerd.
All right. I don't even know what accents you have in your bag of tricks.
5.5% ABV. Oh,
my. I will say this is the first Saison I was ever introduced to because we are from the Midwest. So this is a really popular one that's usually a staple at bars that are going to have a Saison. So.
Hey, there's a microphone there, Chris.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm drinking by myself.
It's not that time yet. It's not that time yet.
Cheersing everybody.
Yeah. I wanted everybody to hear it.
For one, it's got a slightly pilsnery.
You're doing great, buddy.
Opaqueness to it. Straw colored.
Yeah.
Very much like a good Czech Pilsner color.
Like my highly carbonated. Morning.
Like I can fucking see the
Shouldn't
bubbles.
Pilsners be cleaner than this?
You should listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
One of these times.
Review them, you fucking.
Wait till you guys say something smart. I don't listen.
Oh, it might be a while.
All right, so on the nose, what do you guys get? I get a lot of like that citrus funk.
I agree. I get some of that funk. Maybe some orange.
Wait, the what?
Maybe,
the...
but then.
Yeah, air quotes.
There's.
Oh.
Maybe a little bit of maltiness. Like it smells kind of thick.
I get
thick with two C's. Thick.
Yeah. I get a little bit of candied lemon.
I was going to say I smell pear. The lemon.
A little bit of pear.
Or melon, I mean.
Like lemon pledge.
I don't.
Oh, like cantaloupe melon. That'd probably be. Yeah, that's where I get that.
But yeah, melon, and it's got a funkiness like the rind would. A little bit.
Yeah, it tastes like if you ate too close to the rind. It smells like that.
I don't want to waste anything, so I'll eat a little bit of garbage.
Cheers to hot garbage.
Yeah, so it is very bubbly.
Theme of the day.
That's right. It does got some peppery spice to it. I think that lends to that wild ale fermentation funk, which I like. It's very sharp in flavor, too, in contrast.
Coriander.
Yep.
Yep. That's what I was looking for.
Yes.
Definitely taste that Belgian yeast. Those characteristics of that coriander,
which has got that
clove bite.
Well, and I think a lot of saisons should have anyway a slight reminiscent like bubblegum flavor to them, and this one has a little bit of it, not as much of that flavor as I'd like it to have.
Kind of goes away pretty quick too.
It isn't super sweet either, which I mean makes sense with how long it's fermented. So. I get a little bit of the bubble gum tang, but not a lot of the sweetness.
Right. Good answer.
Excellent.
This one's very light.
Yeah. I mean, for 5.5, I could probably down two of these pretty quickly. But then it would be kind of like.
Well, let's see.
Is that a challenge?
No, I want to fucking throw down right now.
That's probably why it's so popular in the Midwest, though, is because people can just chug it.
Yep.
We drink a lot different than most of the rest of the world. I notice that every time I travel.
Yes.
And, you know, I order a pitcher by myself and everybody goes, what the fuck are you doing? And they're just doing little sample cups. I'm like, give me four pitchers. Just hammer them back.
Got some friends coming?
Walk out on the patio and start shotgunning beers and like, what the fuck is this heathen doing?
I don't know if anywhere else in the world knows what shotgunning is, right. To be honest.
Ah, man.
It's a thing that takes bullets.
I remember this one guy, worst shotgunning. He'd shake his beer up and then he'd literally just bite it.
No.
Bite the cam.
Oh, no.
Until it blew up in his face, and then he'd crack it. And so all he's doing is sucking down foam. Then he always wondered why he was burpy and wanted to throw up after shotgunning.
Oh, that God, would that be why.
It's because you're miserable. A fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I took notes.
You don't look cool.
You look stupid.
My professional opinion is
even in
you're dumb.
Yeah, even in high school, I was like, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And I was stupid.
Was. Are you sure that's the right conjugation of that word there?
Listen here, grammar. I'm less dumb as I used to be.
As I used to could.
You're doing great.
Thanks.
It's about
I feel
time.
Wonderful.
Yeah, the more I have of this, the more I like it. It's kind of effervescent. It's... like you said, you crush down a few of these.
Super easy to drink, yeah.
There's no like real bitterness. There's no real, there's not like a whole lot of shit that's just like, here I am, Belgian this. It's just
Belgian this.
Thanks.
Belgian that while you're at it.
Yeah.
Is this the new euphemism for fuck that?
Yeah. Belgian this.
Belgian this.
Yeah, anytime somebody says something derogatory to me, oh, nice pants. Ah, Belgian this.
Fuck. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Where's Lift Bridge out of? Is it Minnesota?
Duluth.
Where they have the lifty bridge.
Yeah. Where I hear it's lovely this time of year.
It is. It's gorgeous. Very lighted. I was just there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Folly?
Not yet.
Oh, great job then. it looks so great in the fall. So I went early summer to avoid the crowds.
Late summer, fall.
I used a filter on my phone when I took pictures. Turned everything kind of orange.
I have those. To live there. I've been there at all times of year. It is really fucking gorgeous this time of year. The whole hill is just orange. And you're
and
in
purple?
Downtown.
Blue.
It's blue for starters.
The goddamn pen is blue.
Blue.
It's a pen. This is a pen.
Anyways.
Yeah, no, it is really beautiful.
So go there and drink Lift Bridge.
And see the orange leaves or something. But no blues. No purples. No blues.
Only blues. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're going to rate this beer from a 0 to 6 using quarter increments.
Okay, I'll start.
All right, Chris, go for it.
Why not? I really do like this beer. It's not my favorite Saison, but it is fucking excellent. 4.5.
Caitlin.
Yeah, I feel pretty much in that same vein, but I'm going to give it 4.25.
Damn it, Caitlin, that's what I was going to give it.
You can still do that.
You still
can. So this is the great part. It's not like they're used up.
I can't be the same.
So okay, I have to be 4 or 4.75.
No, I'm going to go with 4.25.
You know what? I'm going to follow suit. Follow suit.
Oh.
Full of soup?
Stew.
Very much stew,
look
yes.
at my word soup. The mornings are thick.
I've been crying this whole time.
Because you trying to get away or what?
Obviously.
It won't let me go. We tied her down.
I'm actually chained to the microphone.
Well, we locked the door so Chris could leave, right?
I don't know how doors work, so I probably couldn't get out.
And what do you got, Big Earn?
4.5 for me. So the average for Lift Bridge Farm Girl is 4.35 out of 6. Pretty good start.
All right. So the next beer we got on the docket is Icewind Brewing's Farmhouse Ale Saison, their Lost Sandal.
Why wouldn't you? I don't know.
So Icewind Brewing is from Mapleton, or no.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Mapleton, North Dakota. Yes. I was going to say Minnesota for some stupid fucking reason.
That's Maplewood.
Maplewood, yeah. Yeah.
So all the maples.
Our Saison Maple has Grove. Notes of pear, lemon, and pepper with a crisp
Maple
and dry
syrup,
finish.
Connecticut.
It's the perfect refreshment after a long day
Canada,
on the farm.
Canada, the land of the maple leaf.
or simply taking it easy on the beach. But be careful, though. One too many of these may lead to one less sandal. Clever marketing, sir.
This one pours really clear.
Yeah.
Yep. So
this is like, yeah, like light pear juice, but well carbonated. It's still bubbly.
Mm-hmm. So it's 5.1% ABV.
Way clearer than mine.
5.1% ABV. Why?
Did you roll your can?
It's probably condensation.
Sure didn't.
My dude.
Is it? No, it's not.
Oh.
Nope. We rolled our can because Ernie can't stop rolling things.
I assumed
things.
You would have done that before handing it to me.
Right?
Why would I fucking do that? I don't roll anything even if it's supposed to be because I'm a fucking moron. Ernie rolls everything because he's a go-getter.
I'm a fucking moron.
He grabs a Schlitz and he's like, give me 8 minutes of rolling. He uses it to roll out his dough and make bread.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Yeah, who needs rolling pins? And he could just
I don't know. I mean, it's
beer.
Still...
You'd be sloshed by the time the bread's done. But.
Right?
I mean, there's a...
That's the point of life.
It really is.
There's a slight cloudiness, but still, I would still, categorize this as being... Super clear. Not a lot of head.
Says you.
The way it always goes. Very light in the aroma. Nothing.
I get a lot of malt grain on this one. Or some grain. Some sweetness of grain. Yeah, pepper.
Yeah, I do get a little bit of pepperiness to it as well.
Almost like a tinge bit of honey. Some lemon. But not like pledgy lemon. Like decent lemon.
Like real lemon?
Like,
yeah, like the actual thing? Lemon?
Like a freshly slapped lemon peel?
A freshly rolled lemon? A
freshly rolled lemon, yes.
Kind of like your car, Chris.
Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry.
He doesn't want to talk about his car anymore, okay?
He's so angry.
We're
about
moving
it.
Forward.
All right, so the flavor
except
of this.
Not the car. It can't go anywhere. It's locked.
So this beer...
I start a new job tomorrow, too. I'm like, I'm going to be late. Just immediately.
I'm fucked. No, but on this beer, I get a little bit of that banana and clove that you get from like a really solid Belgian wit beer.
I get that, but more at the end.
There's
like,
some,
it takes a few seconds for that to blend in.
There's some tanginess on this one that we didn't get in the first one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of the... kind of like
in
that clove and pepperiness of it that makes it seem like it's a sour tanginess.
You think the pepper is what's causing tanginess? I disagree.
A little bit.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Pepper tang.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
It's a real,
tang.
It's a real thing, man.
That's my new musician name right there. Pepper tang.
I think it did a movie back in 1992.
Yeah.
Pepper tang. Pepper tang.
It was a sequel to Pootie Tang.
There we go. Oh, he's on number two. Because his jokes are number two. Oh.
My jokes are the shit? What? Next.
There is a smell. It smells like a shit.
Anybody, that's the next bingo thing. How many sounders do we use every episode?
I do really like I said about Saisons, I like the bubble gumminess. I don't get hardly any of that, and I get a lot of tanginess in this one. It's really good, though. But, yeah, not what I expected.
Maybe a little bit more of that funkiness, that maltiness. Actually, it's pretty well malted.
Yeah.
On the taste. And carbonated well. I don't know. A little bit more Belgian-y? You know, that maybe more
of
that bubble gum.
Why?
Because it's got a lot more of the particulates in it.
Do try some more of that.
Please.
All right, you fuckers.
It's going to change.
Yeah, I can't
your
even
life.
See my fingers through this one, as whereas like before I could see
I get like
well.
A lot more of like the toasted breadcrumb from the malt now that was shaken up.
Kind of bready.
And this has been crackers. A lesson in why to roll your beer cans, everybody.
I get more clove in this one, too.
Mm-hmm.
I dig it.
And the banana. Still no bubble gum, but...
Yeah, a little... Maybe more banana on this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't actually love that, like, banana aftertaste a ton. It really sits with me for a long time.
Bananas kind of piss me off. I'm not a...
This guy hates potassium.
Well, it's not just the potassium.
Well, fucking Ernie over here.
It's the sticky, weird coating of your mouth and teeth that it does for you. And the flavors always... yeah, whatever. Bananas suck. Anyway, okay. That's Ernie, just hot take. Fuck you guys.
Ernie hates tangerines because he says...
Tangerines are whores.
Why would I hate them?
I don't know.
I just said they were whores. I didn't say I hate them.
I'm a fan.
I got 20 bucks.
I'll spend it on some
tangerine worth 20 bucks?
You get a lot of tangerine.
Some of that tangerine tang.
All right. So what do we got for who wants to start this one off for a rating?
I'll do it again. I really like this one as well. But I don't know if I like it better than the Farm Girl. So 4.25.
Kaylin?
Yeah, I feel like I want to give this one a 4. That feels right.
And it's all about feeling.
All right, Mari, out of 6, what do you got?
I'm going to give this one a 3.5. It's the banana aftertaste for me. It just isn't doing it.
I'm also going to say 3.75. I think the carbonation... is an issue, especially in this style particularly. It's a highly carbonated style, and out of the can, this just didn't hit it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Wow, that ASMR.
I disagree with Knox on the carbonation, but I am going to give it a 4.25. So the average for Icewind's Lost Sandal is 3.95. Still well above average.
Mm-hmm.
Brews, Booze, and Reviews is sponsored in part by Bridgeview Liquors. Head over to bridgeviewliquors.com or head over to their Facebook at facebook.com/bridgeviewliquor. When you go to their Facebook page, you can hover over the events tab and see what they have coming up for classes, which are now starting again from July 10th. So after that, every Saturdays in the afternoon, they have specialty classes, and you can sign up for their email list and find out what they're having at certain times. Classes are only $25 a piece, too. So please check out their Facebook, or they even have an Eventbrite that has all these events on it. And one of the things that I love about Bridgeview, besides helping us out and sponsoring us, is their wines, because they have different kinds of wines. Some that are family-owned, some that are locally made, and some that are the old-style wines that you just don't really see around here much. So head on over to Bridgeview Liquors for all your alcohol needs at 935 37th Avenue South in Moorhead. They can be reached at 218-477-6162. And when you go there and you shop there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9:55 p.m., don't go past that. Or if Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5:55 p.m., again, don't go past 5:55 p.m., you can shop there. And when you are checking out, just say that you heard this podcast, the Brews, Booze, and Reviews, and you instantly get 10% off all your purchases. Yes, all purchases. Just 10% off just for mentioning us at checkout. Thank you, Bridgeview Liquors, and thank you to our listeners for helping us out.
Hi, everyone. This is Chris with Brews, Booze, and Reviews, and I want to give a shout out to our sponsors at FargoUnderground.com. If you're like me and love good music, don't listen to me play. Instead, head to FargoUnderground.com and check out the Events tab. When you click on the Events tab, an Events Categories, a window will pop up, so you can choose live music, nightlife, comedy, trivia, where's a movie. Or, if you like karaoke, you can check that out too. Fargo Underground is dedicated to bringing you the best of what Fargo has to offer, be it from art and food, or again, music or comedy. Check out FargoUnderground.com.
Doing pretty good. Hey, this third beer, guess where this one came from?
The fridge.
Yeah.
Ayo.
But brewed at Fargo Brewing. Caitlin, why don't you take this one over if you can, please. Tell us about this one.
Wow. Do you want me to read the thing?
It's got shit labels.
It does have shit labels. Oh, man. Did you buy this six-pack?
Yes, I did.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to have a conversation with someone.
At our sponsor, Bridgeview Liquors, as a matter of fact.
Excellent.
Oh, that's conveniently located in Moorhead, Minnesota.
Yeah. Just off the A3 exit.
Check them online for their odd hours.
Or listen to our advertising breaks.
Actually, and if you're listening to this, last Saturday they had a thing where you could learn stuff.
Oh,
and they
wow.
do every Saturday.
You really used your words on that one.
Yeah,
that was great.
I'm a fucking book.
A thesaurus.
A paragraph at best, my dude. Okay.
That's a nice name. You have no beginning, no middle, or no end.
He's got one. All right. Yeah.
It's probably time for a smoke break.
Soon.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I do want to just start off by saying Funk Monster, I don't feel like was a fitting name for this beer, personally. I know that this is a place that I work at, but I don't think it's that funky.
Not enough funk or not enough monster?
Both.
Okay. Oh.
So was this rolled before you cracked it open?
Ours was.
Okay.
Now that I know that
girl, Kaylin,
now that I know that someone isn't taking care of that.
I don't do shit. I'm mostly a whiskey drinker. You think I sit at home rolling bottles of whiskey?
Me too, buddy.
Fuck.
Me too.
I just fucking pop corks.
He brought the champagne
sloshy.
Today, so. Yeah.
It's true.
That was his contribution to the day.
Yeah. Yeah, that and all this all fucking. And this enthusiasm.
So Jesus. Much enthusiasm coming from that side of the table.
Loving this. Having a great time. Tell me more about your not quite as funk monster as it should be.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to read this exciting description. The Funk Monster is a living creature, and we've brought it to life in this spicy saison with a top fermenting yeast driven by a mix-up of fruity, leathery, and savory flavors even Bootsy Collins would say is groovy.
Woo!
Wow. Everybody wants a piece of the funk with its earthy, hot bitterness and light malt body that's as smooth as slapping the bass.
Slapping the bass.
Bright and light, but still flavorful and fun, the Funk Monster won't play any love games with you. Don't let the funk die.
6%. Okay, so ABV. One thing...
Can I just say the one thing I look for in my beer is that it just like really, you know, tastes of leather like that. Mm.
Yeah.
So that's where it's at.
So you're a whiskey person, though, right?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
You should like things like that.
So you like the leathery
and the oak.
Oh, I was like kind of being sarcastic, but like not really.
Yeah, I don't really know if I wanted my beer, but
I actually think I smelled that on this though.
This
has a different funk smell. It's not as light. Yeah. Not like,
it smells like a horse blanket. One of my favorite descriptors for Zayazons.
Okay, but that's 100% accurate, though, dude.
Yeah.
As someone who used to have
a totally
horses,
different aroma than the last two.
On point. It tastes like a barnyard.
So what this one really actually does bring, and I think is more akin to the classic Saison DuPont, is the earthiness of it. The earthy flavors you get, that nutmeg, just that kind of funkified earth tones. That's what I like about this one more than
it smells like I left a keg of beer near the horse stables for too long. That's I mean, in the best way.
In the shade though.
Well, you're not point of it,
dude.
Jesus, we have ice now.
Well, where else do you brew your beer on your farm if not in the stable?
I would do that if I were
not on top of a mountain next to the sun. Not me.
Not next to a cool... would be cold, at least, wouldn't it?
Not next to a cool mountain stream. That's not where I would brew a beer. Not at all. Not one little bit. Even I get one today. Jesus
no,
Christ.
You
yes, I do.
You don't get a shot. God damn it.
You
undeserving bastard. Like Charles Barkley winning an MVP, you undeserving fuck. You were never better than Michael. Anyway, this is pretty good stuff.
Love that
transition
for you.
Dude, our fucking segues are on point.
It does have
man, after how poorly labeled that can was, I was so worried it was going to taste awful.
No,
which one was it? Do we know?
I think it was that one.
All right,
the
one that we're drinking.
It was the fixing of the can that really made it taste good, you know?
Of course.
You say fixing, I say making less bad.
excuse me.
But, you know, there is a funk to this one, but there is that a little more of the bubble gum for me. Anyway, my mouth tastes it.
A little bit more, maybe a little thicker. on the tongue, mouth feel, I suppose you would say.
Yeah, it does have a heavier mouth feel.
Yeah, I get more of that bubble gum. Kind of,
which is probably melon and just yeast, right?
Yeah.
Maltiness. And it kind of stays with you for a while. I mean, it doesn't go away as quick as some of the other ones. Like the, I think the Lipbridge, you got flavor, then it kind of faded away. This one kind of sticks with you for a while.
Maybe this is a little bit much, but to me it just tastes like a fall day, and I'm okay with that.
You
I fall almost every day.
Yeah, that's kind of like that nutmeg kind of flavors, right?
Yeah. And it just like cool and crisp. Like, I don't know. It's really giving me crunchy orange leaves in the wind vibes.
You want to drink this really, in front of a bonfire?
Yeah, I know this is all really nice, technical. Cool evening,
yeah.
It's very technical, and my dumb brain can't wrap its head around it. But listen. I understand what fall is.
Do you? I am concerned.
I once went to
too drunk and you walked down the stairs.
I once went to Side Street and had a gentleman make me a cocktail, and I was like, "He's like, what do you want?" I went, "I want to taste fall. That's what I want. I want a fall drink. I'm going to taste fall." And it was one of the worst cocktails I've ever had in my life.
Of course it was. Because it
tasted
spice?
But it tasted exactly like
dead
fall.
Leaves and dirt.
I was like, you fucking nailed it, bud. But turns out I didn't want it. I drank it anyway.
Turns out this is not what I meant.
I'm a fucking idiot for ordering said thing.
Yeah, you want something pumpkin spice or something, right?
Fuck no. Jesus, God, get out.
He's
next.
Not a basic white bitch.
Yeah, look at me, Karen.
He's just basic white.
I'm over here complaining about everything.
Okay, just average.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to start this one off. I kind of like this one. I don't know if I like it better than Lipbridge, so I'm going to give this one a 4.0. That's the earthiness I really like on this one a lot. The nutmeg stuff. I really like that. Mm-hmm. It's refreshing to taste that.
I'm going to give this one a 3.75.
You'll go in counterclockwise motion, so we'll do Ernie next.
Well, I'm so sorry. It's okay. Now you have more time to think about it.
Yeah, because that was a terrible answer.
Yeah, that was a terrible answer.
It's not going to change.
It might. We shall see.
Ernie, what do you got, big guy?
4.50.
4.5.
Zero.
Oh, my turn. I suppose in order.
Get yelled at.
No, this is hard because they're all real. They're all three have been really good, and it's hard. They're all kind of very different. I think. Mm-hmm. God, I don't know which one I like the best. I'm gonna give this one 4.5. I'm gonna tie it with Lipbridge.
Okay, Caitlin.
Okay, so this is hard. I'm kind of biased, although I haven't had this one in the can yet. I've only had it on tap, and in can it held up really well. So I'm gonna give it a 4.75.
Okay, well, I'm still giving it a 3.75. So, I don't know. I just feel like it doesn't have the same punch as, like, the Farm Girl did.
Little less like being punched, huh?
Absolutely. I'm a whiskey drinker. I want my drinks to punch me in the face.
Yeah, of course I do.
She takes Taibo classes at the Y, for fuck's sakes. Come on.
I walk into a bar, I slap people in the face, and I order a whiskey, you fucking pussy. God damn it, Ernie. You're wearing podcast pants, not your fighting pants.
These are
Wait, let me go
podcast.
Change really quick.
All right.
Here come the aviators.
Fuck.
Uh-oh, it's on.
All right, so I'm the average for Fargo Brewing Company's Funk Monster is 4.30, which is just behind Lipbridge's at 4.35.
All right. Well, hey, we're nearing like 50 minutes. We want to just make this a part one, part two?
What the fuck?
Yeah, we can. Absolutely, right. We should, because, you know.
This has been too much fun. I don't want to...
Anyway, you guys got anything to promote then? You know, like maybe a podcast? Do you guys do a podcast?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Do. Surprise. We're podcasters, I guess.
What?
Shocking news.
Get out.
You can listen to us.
No, seriously, get out.
We are Alcohol and Anecdotes. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple, all the other stuff. You can also find us on social media at Alcohol and Anecdotes. That's Alcohol, A-N-D, Anecdotes.
Okay, not an ampersand.
Such a trouble saying anecdotes.
Everyone wants to say antidotes. It's not antidotes.
It's antidotes.
Anecdotes.
Dude, these lazy French-speaking motherfuckers dropping shit out of words.
It's anecdote.
No.
No, so you guys are swapping out letters all together. It's a whole different ballgame.
So you guys are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
We're not on Twitter because we're too lazy for that.
Yeah, we just don't care.
All these fucking. I know it's like limited characters, but it's still all word.
Yeah.
Nope. Next.
We already determined that we're not good at words.
We're all picture
people. So why
would
we type them out for people?
Yeah. Yep. So we've got an Instagram. We've got a Facebook. We've got a website. It's alcoholandanecdotes.com.
And you got some dope merch out, right?
We do.
They brought us some awesome fucking glasses.
Shot glasses.
Yeah, with their logo and shit.
It's etched in.
And some other words on it as well, which I'll read later.
And the glasses were made by our mutual friend Ben Revere. So.
Ben Revere,
good old guest number two.
Guest number two.
Insert Katharine Hepburn reference.
Yeah.
Or Alan Arkin. Or Alan Thicke. Yes. Alan Thicke is his current favorite still, I think, isn't it?
He's been doing a lot of Alan Thicke. Yeah. A lot.
We love the guy, Ben.
Fuck you,
guest
Ben.
Number two. Good to see you.
I'm not afraid to say it.
How about you, Chris? You got anything to promote?
No. Squiggly Giglio, my girlfriend's TikTok, if you want to watch me sleep talk.
Sounds good.
I don't even want to watch you wake talk.
Oh,
that's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. That was great. That was a high five.
I feel like a proud parent.
Amazing. Ernie, where can they find you?
Usually stumbling across the street.
Nice.
Any street.
Almost all streets.
There's like
all
three streets. Any street. Yep. Give me $5, whatever.
I'll come stumble next to your house.
Just don't call the cops.
Property value will skyrocket.
Nice.
Number one jaywalker over here.
Jaywalking champion.
Beautiful. All right. Well, we want to thank you, listeners, or our sponsors, without whom this podcast couldn't happen. Uh-huh. And you, our listeners, also without whom this podcast couldn't happen. And to you, we say,
may your glasses be full and your spirits high. Cheers.
Yeah.
This has been a Predicate Productions episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews. For more information, head over to brewsboozeandreviews.com. Special thanks to our sponsors for supporting our podcast. You too can support our show by supporting them. We have merch for sale that you can purchase from our Shops tab on Facebook. We also have extra content that you can access by going to patreon.com/brewsboozeandreviews.